Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks. It's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
You know, we rely on our vehicles so much, and sometimes we don't give them the TLC, that tender, loving care that they need. Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam. There's nothing worse than breaking down when you're on a trip or just running across town, for Pete's sake. You know what? All you have to do is go down to Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone. They can take care of business. But the best thing to do is if you have any suspicion whatsoever that your tires need replacing, that your oil needs changing, your transmission fluid, anything under the hood, or anything on the road, Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone can take care of business. I've been going over there now for 40 years. Some of the absolute best ASE mechanics that you will find anywhere. Do yourself a favor. They're open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Go by Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone for those Firestone and Bridgestone tires at a great, great price. You'll be glad you did. Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone. They're on the Troy Highway, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass.
There are many important issues in Alabama today, and none are more important than ensuring our children have loving, nurturing families to care for them. There are more than 6,000 foster children in Alabama who need you to be the difference in their lives. So please join our team for foster children. Open your heart and open your home. Become an Alabama foster or adoptive family. Call 1-866-4-AL-KIDS and become the change in a child's life.
Sponsored by the Alabama DHR, the ABA, and this station.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Dogs are man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Subaru are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Montgomery Subaru, your 2019 Subaru Dealer of the Year for Alabama. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Subaru.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have an unusually cool forecast as we head into this Saturday night. With mostly clear skies, overnight low temperature drops to about 45 by Easter sunrise, which will be at 6.09 a.m. But we'll see a nice recovery during the daytime. Sunshine, warmer, high near 80. Continue very nice on Monday and Tuesday. Lots of sunshine. Low 80s Monday and middle 80s on Tuesday. Enjoy a string of storm-free days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to tonight's program. You're listening to Clearing the Air on News Talk 93.1 WACV, part of the Blue Water Network of Families, high atop the Bluedale building up here in the beautiful capital of dreams. And I know that's true because they printed it on our trash cans. On the way to the studio every day, if I go down Carmichael, I notice David Woods for mayor signs. And I like that. I like David. You know, back, gosh, I guess it was 1999 when David and I did the Montgomery Arena Cross. You know, he and I were both fans of motocross, supercross. His kids rode. He actually built him a track over here off Carmichael. So we decided to put on this arena cross, decided to split it 50-50, and we decided to do it in the Garrett Coliseum. Now, I can honestly tell all of you that I've never known a more honest, personable man in my life. Now, I got to know him pretty well, because we were both very hands-on type guys. He still is, I'm not. We spent countless hours figuring out all the details for the event. And, you know, and all that, I never once heard him say a bad thing. I never heard him curse. And believe me, there were many, many opportunities for some serious expletives that never came out of his mouth. I'm going to vote for him, and I hope that you'll consider voting for him, too. I consider David a friend and a brother in Christ, and I don't say that about many folks around here. As far as the infamous arena cross, you might as well know that we lost money on that event, partly because we chose the wrong time of year. It was really hot inside the non-air-conditioned Coliseum, and partly because several people took advantage of their situation, situation that I must point out never would have existed were it not for the event that David and I paid for and put on. One example is the T-shirts. I wanted to do the T-shirts. I have some experience in this area, and I thought, yeah, I can make a few $100, but a friend of a friend wanted to do it, so they talked me into letting them. So we agreed to split the profit on the shirts. When it was all over, I never got a dime because the friend of a friend said, well, I didn't clear a profit, so there isn't any money to give you. I told y'all that I've always been naive. I should have had everything put in writing. And then there's the dirt. And I got to say up front, I have no qualms with Tate Thaxton, the man who was contracted by the city to handle the dirt. He was doing as he's instructed and contracted to do. But here's how that laid out. This is crazy. I couldn't rent or lease the dirt. I had to buy the dirt. Tons of dirt to build the track with. But I can't remove the dirt from the Coliseum grounds. As a matter of fact, I couldn't move any dirt. I couldn't touch it. The dirt could only be handled by the aforementioned C.T. Thaxton. Into the building for the event, then back outside when it was over. But they kept telling me, no, it's your dirt. You bought the dirt. Now, I don't know about you, but something that I can't do whatever I want to with ain't mine. I don't care how you look at it. That ain't my dirt. If it was my dirt, I could go get it. The whole thing was just surreal. It really was. We had fun doing it, but we just lost our butts on it. But anyway, Dane Wigington, you should know who he is if you're into the Geoengineering Watch. He's the guy who founded it. And once again, it's time for the annual Earth Day celebration. And how much additional damage has been inflicted to our environment in the last year? How much longer can the wholesale plunder of our planet continue before the consequences become total? Our soils, water, and air are all toxic to various degrees, and the pace of contamination continues to escalate. What is it going to take to expose the climate engineering component in the planetary contamination equation? He's right, folks. They're spraying us like nobody's business, and something's got to give here. Something's got to give. Postman, what were you going to... You were going to say something. I'm sorry.
Well, early in the week, you know, when the the church burned down in
Paris.
I actually did a study on that on that building years ago when I was in college.
Cool.
It was in architecture. I took an architecture course.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the buildings that we actually surveyed or whatever in literature, but not actually, you know, in person.
Right.
But I was listening to Greg's show. Greg brought up the fact that that there were gargoyles on it.
Yeah.
And actually they shouldn't be any gargoyles on it. But to tell you the truth, they've got to be on that, you know, because that's who actually run everything.
The gargoyles?
No, the reptoids.
Ah.
That is just a small token of what's really going on, you know.
Okay.
And they're on there for a reason, because they control everything here on the planet.
Wow.
Yeah. And they've been in control of this planet for millions of years. And they're in control of a planet, and they control of us, and we don't even know it.
No, we don't.
No, we don't know it. It's kind of like sometimes a tick or a flea will be on you, and you won't even know he's biting you.
Yes.
No, he's a parasite.
Sure.
And sometimes you might find him. You know, he's already dead. He's already turned white. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I remember that, you know, from being a kid, but I actually did some research on that on that topic of those
gargoyles.
Those
gargoyles, Notre Dame.
Yes, and they've got several different types. The kind that are on the that are on the church in Paris, are the ones of the imperial type, and these are the actual upper level type ones. And wherever you see an actual winged creature, mm-hmm. a winged sentient creature, that creature is of the imperial line.
So they have wings if they're imperial.
Right. Uh huh. Yeah. And mm-hmm. in the realm of the secret space program, most of the big pinkish white reptoids, they have scales on their on my body the size of a man's fingernail.
Mm.
And I mean they're actually glossy white like a snake, and it's kind of pinkish looking.
Yeah.
It's according to the way he'll turn, you know, and light will reflect off the scales. Now those are the ones that have they have wings too, but they're not really, you know, pronounced wings if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They're actually, you know, they're small wings, but the thing is, I guess because they don't use them anymore. I guess you don't use them, you know, you lose them.
Yeah,
but
that makes sense.
But to give you an idea of where these things came from, their origin is not even in our galaxy. It's not even in this dimension. Their origin is extra dimensional, and they actually came to this galaxy billions of years ago, you know, looking for you know, something or a world to conquer that was inhabited, and they actually found it.
So that's what they do, is they're marauders, as
you
say.
Yeah, they're actually galactic. They're galactic invaders, galactic marauders.
Wow.
And the one that came to this solar system was a reptilian. He was an imperial reptilian called Shekar. And he was, as a matter of fact, he's in some literature. Some ancient English and ancient you know, Jewish and Roman literature.
Yeah,
you just got to know where to look. And he actually came here way of Tiamat, which was called Vulcan, the old primordial Earth, mm-hmm. pretty much. And he actually came there. From Orion, from the sixth star, the sixth sun star system in Orion, that's in the in the belt stars.
Yeah.
And there's actually three more stars. You actually have a telescope to actually see them. They're actually in the background, and in between those stars, there's a Magellanic cloud located within that just under those three belt stars in Orion.
Okay.
This was the actual war that took place in heaven when they were actually kicked out.
Jeez.
It was actually more than one. I heard Frank were talking about there was more than one. Yeah, there was more than one war in space. They actually got kicked out of the galaxy and the dimension that it came from. And they came here. And they were kicked out of Orion, and they were kicked here, in other words.
Okay.
And then they were kicked off of that planet because God destroyed that one. He destroyed Tiamat, but all the gargoyles is a miniature representation of a really, really big problem that's going on in the solar system and throughout the whole galaxy.
So, are they paying homage to their masters? Is that what this is?
They're telling us who actually runs it, or who actually runs the whole planet.
Gotcha. That makes sense. I found a video on Diego Garcia Actually, a couple of them. One is about the Moon War, and then there's one about Diego Garcia and secret military bases. You want me to play some of this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's see what it sounds like first. Let me get everything properly set up if I can. Okay. Wow, that was loud. Sorry about that. Let's try this. Today in the USA, our radar instruments capture objects of with that. It's just nothing but graphics, and I'm not going to sit here and narrate it. So to heck with that. So much for that one. Let's see if the other one will play.
Hello, my friends. This is Dr. Beter. Today is September 30, 1977.
Wow.
And this is my monthly audio letter number 26. Last month, after a silence of 3 months, I once again began recording the audio letter. And I told you that we are now entering a new phase, namely the fulfillment of the plans for economic collapse, dictatorship, and war, about which I have been trying to warn you. I had hoped and prayed that this phase would never happen, that people would listen, would grasp the truth, and would do their duty under our representative form of government.
No, they're not going to, Mr. Beter. People aren't going to listen. They're not going to do anything. We've got to hit a break.
Well, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is the economy is on the up and up, but the bad news is your adjustable rate is on its way up too. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and if you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, listen up. An adjustable rate mortgage provides you with a lower rate and payment at the start, but it fluctuates each adjustment period based on financial reports. The better the economy, the better the financial reports, the higher your adjustable rate. Your low monthly payment could skyrocket overnight. Don't be caught off guard. By refinancing to a fixed rate with Alabama Home Mortgage, you can go to sleep with the peace of mind that your rate will not change, no matter the state of the economy. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get the peace of mind of a fixed rate Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Something big coming up, Dot.
We sure do. It's April, so that means yard sale on April 27th.
Tell us what we can expect at the yard sale on the 27th.
A lot of furniture we've got to clean out. And so if you're looking for a dining room table or chairs or beds or whatever, this is the place to be on that day. And we've got records, books, the usual stuff.
So when does it start and how long will it go?
6 in the morning until 2. But we're usually here after that and before that. The store opens at 9.
Anything going on in the store?
Yeah, there'll be some bargains going on in the store.
That's the annual spring yard sale at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Give us the date and time, Stott.
April 27th, 6 until 2. And rain or shine. It's rained the last 2 times, so think some good thoughts. Oh, it doesn't rain.
And your regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 to 6. And Sunday, 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Hey folks, this is Mayor Kelly of Millbrook, Alabama, asking you to join with Joan Drugs on Saturday, April 27th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the National Drug Take Back event. Come by the parking lot in Millbrook. Have a hot dog. Bring your unneeded or expired prescriptions. See you there.
You can beat your toughest opponent, but one thing you should never try to beat is a train. Don't risk your life. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by ALDOT, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Lisa just called and was talking about the moon being artificial and some of the sounds. And when was it? We fired something at it. It dinged, rang like a bell, right?
No, that was when they landed on the moon.
Oh, okay. I just remember something about it ringing or something echoing like a bell.
Yeah, when they landed on the moon, it rung like a bell. It resonated just like one.
Wow. Yeah, it's the perfect size. I think it was towed there to put in place for us. And yeah, it's just my opinion. I don't know. What do I know? What do I know? Now, I got my weekly update from this really cool website that I can't pronounce. It's in all the different languages. They always have good stuff on here. Everybody's talking about this new, Candida something.
Candida superbug.
Yeah, that's hitting everywhere. And a lot of people are equating it to Morgellons. I don't know if that's true. I haven't seen enough images of it yet to know. But that's going to be really interesting if it is. It wouldn't surprise me because I believe we all have it. You know, I really do. But what do I know? Like I said, excuse me. Wow. Well, something's coming, whether it's a solar flash. I don't know. Something's coming. And it makes perfect sense to me that it is, because it's like they're stalling us for some reason. And I think that's why. Well, we ain't got anything going on here. 272-9228, if you guys want to call. Now, Hungary, you know, the country Hungary, mm-hmm. They have built a fence, a big fence. And it works, believe it or not. It's got heat sensors, cameras. They have border hunters, what they call border hunters there. Because they're sick and tired of these people coming in and taking everything they have. So they have a 96-mile-long, 14-foot-tall, double-line fence, several layers of razor wire that's electrified. It features cameras, heat sensors, and loudspeakers to tell migrants that they're about to break Hungarian law if they as much as touch the fence. Nearly every police officer in Hungary is part of a rotation that monitors the border fence 24/7. They have temporary military bases that house these police while they're rotating out to watch the fence. Hungary will train and pay more than 1,000 volunteers to deploy as border hunters. Now, no doubt the good and decent people in Hungary cannot afford to house any more refugees, illegals, migrants, and the like. But just like in every other country on the face of this earth, they are forcing this illegal immigration. And we have a... Hey, caller, are you on there? Hello? Caller, you're on the air.
Hello, you're on the air.
Can you hear me? Okay. You're going to have... Look, folks. You got to turn your radio down. Please. Anyway, just like homeless is a war, planned displacement. Call it what you want, it's war. The media's lies, the continued danger has ratcheted up, and it's everywhere. Hungary is captured, just like all the other states, nations, and countries are by the UN... the international bankers, the International Monetary Fund, and others. Hungary is also being sprayed with the aerosols. And worse yet, the Hungarian overlords have adopted climate action plans. These plans require energy use reductions on a massive scale. Hey, caller, are you on the air?
Yes, sir. I was wondering if you might have covered this in a previous show or not, but have you know anything about the NASARA Act?
The what act?
NASARA, NESARA.
Yeah, yeah, we do.
Okay. Yeah, we actually touched on it. Yes.
You want us to cover it again? You want us to talk about it?
I'd love to. I ran into a fellow from Washington State that was talking to the other day, and he was kind of cryptic about it. Said he was one of the white knights, and
wow,
that was what actually led to the 9/11. Is that it was. They were supposed to be announcing that it had come, you know, it was going into effect on 9/11 of 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And this was basically, that's what happened to stop it.
Gotcha. Wow.
And didn't know if maybe y'all knew more about it. I haven't been able to find a whole lot on the web about it.
Right.
But
well, of course
I figured it'd be right in your wheelhouse.
Yep. Oh, it is. Yeah, okay. We'll talk about that.
Okay, I'd love to listen to it. I don't get to catch you every day, but enjoy it when I do.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks for listening.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Take care. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Terry. Hey. Lisa here. Honey, the Candida albicans, I do believe, is associated
yes.
with us. Have you ever taken many, many antibiotics or very strong antibiotics?
A long time ago. I haven't taken antibiotics in probably 10 years.
Okay. Well, I contracted that, and the albicans, I think, just means that it's got, like, white spots on your, you know, inside your mouth and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just very strange. But I don't know how many more different kinds of candida there are.
Yeah. It's weird.
Yes, it certainly is. Anyway, thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome, Lisa. I love you, honey. Take care.
I love you, too, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bless her heart. Okay. NASARA stands for National Economic Security and Reformation Act. Refers to an act that was passed in the year 2000 by our Congress, but was kept under wraps, has been kept under wraps ever since. Now, there's a global version called GESERA. These acts will have immediate and worldwide effects, especially in financial sectors, and literally change the entire way the planet runs. So, yes, this is a big deal. Right now, we're seeing the death of the old financial system, and they're getting this new system ready. It's amazing. Yeah, they've been looting all the countries. You have to understand this country's run by a group of international bankers. That's what the Federal Reserve is. That's how they got their claws into this country, and that's why we're all in financial servitude, because of the Federal Reserve. It's bad. It's unconstitutional. But here it is. Nobody seems to care. It's unbelievable. Postman?
Well, when it actually happened, they're probably, actually, they're wanting the public now to put back some resources, food, water, you know, because once the credit market falls, no one will be able to get credit. The trucks will stop rolling, and food will less likely be able to come to the supermarket. And the food that's there, what's the max on it? Like 3 days that'll last?
Yeah, a supermarket, yeah. 3 days. That's it.
Yeah, and it'll be totally wiped clean. So what I'm hearing is it's going to take approximately 2 to 4 weeks to actually get it up and get it going again. And I also heard that's what Bitcoin's all about, to actually keep it from failing after they institute that the new currency. We're actually getting a brand new dollar. And you know, once that comes online, every world currency, actually the whole currency fiat currency is going to reset. I don't know whether or not the dollar will be the fiat currency, but I'm hearing that most all the currencies in the world will be backed either by gold or gold and petroleum.
Now, Postman, the way I'm reading this, they're talking about it like it's a good thing. Is this a good thing?
Well, it's just like nanobots. It can be turned into something really, really evil.
Oh, in other words, they can weaponize it.
Yeah, they can weaponize it. This could actually be turned into a, you know, for you to actually be able to, can I say institute the got to have a number to buy stuff with, in other words?
The mark of the beast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't surprise me. I found a really good article. I'm going to read it once we get through this break. Let's go ahead and hit this bottom of the five-minuter, and I'll read this when we get back. You're listening to Clear and Air, 27292.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
You know, we rely on our vehicles so much, and sometimes we don't give them the TLC, that tender loving care that they need.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam. There's nothing worse than breaking down when you're on a trip or just running across town, for Pete's sake. You know what? All you have to do is go down to Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone. They can take care of business. But the best thing to do is if you have any suspicion whatsoever that your tires need replacing, that your oil needs changing, your transmission fluid, anything under the hood, or anything on the road, Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone can take care of business. I've been going over there now for 40 years. Some of the absolute best ASE mechanics that you will find anywhere. Do yourself a favor. They're open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Go by Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone for those Firestone and Bridgestone tires at a great, great price. You'll be glad you did. Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone. They're on the Troy Highway, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass.
Which baseball team did you play for when you were growing up?
I played on the Adams Drugs team when I was your age. I always wanted to play for Adams because that's where Mom and Dad used to take me when they picked up our medicine. They've sponsored teams ever since I can remember.
I think I'd like to play on an Adams team too.
Okay, tell you what. I have a prescription to pick up. Why don't you go with me and we'll see which teams they're sponsoring.
Sounds great.
Looking for a pharmacy who supports the community? Adams Drugs has been a proud sponsor of youth baseball and softball teams for over 56 years. The players on those teams come in and bring us pictures with Adams Drugs on their uniforms, and we display them proudly. Visit any one of our 12 convenient locations and let us be your prescription headquarters. We offer prescription delivery, online ordering, automatic refill, and the best customer service you'll find. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs. You can find us at the intersection of Prompt and Personal.
If you're experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help you keep your home. Hardest Hit Alabama is a federally funded foreclosure prevention program. If you qualify, Hardest Hit Alabama can pay your mortgage payments on your behalf or provide other forms of assistance. We've helped thousands of Alabama homeowners, and we may be able to help you. Visit HardestHitAlabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Acceptance Insurance are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Acceptance Insurance. Protection. Options. Peace of mind. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Acceptance Insurance.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have an unusually cool forecast as we head into this Saturday night. With mostly clear skies, overnight low temperature drops to about 45 by Easter sunrise, which will be at 6.09 a.m. But we'll see a nice recovery during the daytime. Sunshine, warmer, high near 80. Continue very nice on Monday and Tuesday. Lots of sunshine. Low 80s Monday and middle 80s on Tuesday. Enjoy a string of storm-free days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. I'm going to read you this article I just found about Nacera. No more tolling as slaves 40 hours a week, 50 weeks a year. The money that is coming to us will probably ultimately morph into an even higher system whereby money is bypassed completely. Yet since the world currently runs on currency, we still need currency in order to pay for what we need. However, the new currency will be gold-backed and be a real currency, not a fiat currency that can be printed by corporations out of thin air, which is what our Federal Reserve notes are. People have believed that the government's printed U.S. dollars, but in In reality, privately owned banks have been printing it, and the money belongs to them. Yes, that's true. They're the ones that have kept us in financial servitude since 1933. Right. They can print what they like, when they like, and then loan it out to us whilst we pay interest to them. See how thoroughly corrupt the system has been? The old system has been one that completely favored those who were rich. The corporations have been running the world whilst the banks set up a system that benefited them and stole from us. Many taxes are wholly illegal, including income tax. That's absolutely true, which we do not by law need to pay, yet we are manipulated into thinking we must, not to mention the IRS will come arrest you. For many decades, our income taxes and other taxes have mainly gone to private people to spend as they see fit. Few taxes have actually gone to government. Most have been stolen for a very long time, and yes, governments have been completely corrupt for a very long time. Almost every government works for the central bank cartel of privately owned banks, the corporations, and the secret leaders who happen to be the richest people on the planet. Amen to that. The cabal's mafia's wealth has already been taken from them, ready to redistribute to the rest of us, and we've been talking about many trillions of dollars. The wealthy elites have run all of the drug cartels, as well as the polluting corporations and the governments. Some people are going to be shocked when the media is forced to reveal the arrests that are currently happening, along with the big names, some of them even former presidents. The level of utter planetary corruption will totally floor most people. Yes, it will. The ill intent they have for humanity will shock even more, and yet that's for another article. As a result of the world's money being returned to us, we will no longer be forced to work, especially in the corrupt corporations. We will be able to pick and choose how we spend our time, being able to follow our dreams, start our own businesses, or just do what we want. This is what's called freedom. We have been so long without it that some people reading will doubt what is said here is real. Yet our true state of being is to be free. Like all creatures in the natural world, like the wind, we are born free. Like the movie. We've seen for many years how corporations make sickening profits, yet those staff who do the actual work receive a measly wage that they then have to spend on electricity bills, gas, food, all the money going straight back into the other corporations, straight back to them. The release of suppressed technology. What will also shock many will be the understanding that we are well evolved past the combustion engine. In other words, what's propelling your automobile. They could run cars for just a few cents since the 50s with many different technologies that use different fuels or even free energy. Of course, if we did not have to buy gas, they could not take our money, so all of the free energy technology has been kept from us. There are many futuristic technologies that are going to make our lives so easy and are about to be announced. Imagine a whole world that is free, that has no energy bills to pay, no need to be a financial slave to any other person, corporation, or forced to hate work. Just imagine it. A lot of work has gone into creating Nasara, and it is to benefit the little person, not the super wealthy elite. As a financial measure, it is to reintroduce fairness back into a world that heavily favors the rich and powerful, whilst the poorest become more impoverished and lose even more rights. This is occurring none too soon. Nasara will introduce global debt forgiveness. Recently, corporations via the TPP have begun gaining the right to sue governments if a country stops a corporation from destroying the environment. Yes, you read that right. The country of El Salvador is being sued by corporations who want to trash their environment for profit. And apparently, the government of El Salvador is not allowed to say no to the corporation. You see, corporations wish to rule over governments, and it's already happening. I'd say it's been happening for a while.
Yeah.
In Greece, the banks are making government policy, setting the tax levels and so on, because Greece owes the bank money, money that the bank originally printed out of thin air. The banks are a scam, a massive fraud, and they wish to take over all the planet and be the rulers of the planet. Folks, they're already doing it. The announcement of Nasara will cancel out all global debt. The banks will be finished, and people will never have to pay those illegal taxes again. Nasara is very close now after all of the slow developments and the delays is beginning to happen right now. China has already canceled much of the debt owed it by smaller nations. Individually, all of the illegal debt held against us will be canceled, so watch this space because everything is about to change fast and for the better. Now, for those who are terrified of change, especially the rich elite, they are resisting the enactment of Nasara, which is only a matter of time. To believe that the world will simply stand still as is forever is ridiculous, especially when we see an economically unfair system that is resulting in the banks ruling over countries and writing law. To me, that is the hoax. We can see how fearful they are by their attempt to belittle Nasara or claim it never passed Congress. But Nasara is not a hoax, and the whole world will know this very, very soon. And then humanity is going to party like it never has before. I've never heard of this. I don't know how I've never heard of this.
Really?
Really?
Well, I mean, I've known about it for, I don't know. It was last year. I heard about Nassar last year.
Never heard of it.
You know, I never mentioned it.
Yeah.
But take a country like Zimbabwe, for instance. That's a country, you know, where you can walk out in the on the ground, you know, and find an opal or a diamond mm-hmm. laying out there.
Right.
I mean, that's what their money's going to be backed with, and actually, there. I've been following that currency somewhat, and it's about to revalue. And the elites are trying everything they can do to keep it from revaluing. They've
Absolutely.
they actually started a small, you know, incursion over there to actually try to keep them from revaluing that money. The same thing is going on in Iraq. Take for instance, Iraq's money is going to be backed by the
dinar,
by their oil. And I'm almost certain America's heavily invested into the Iraq and dinar.
And if
I'm not mistaken, I think the number was in the order of 12 trillion dinars that the that America owns. Now, take for instance. If that money, if the dinar was to RV,
mm-hmm.
And it comes in at $3.50, wow. somewhere in that neighborhood, in reference to the U.S. dollar, I mean, think about it, 3 times 12 is 36.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's 36 trillion.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. That's that would eclipse the debt plus.
Yes.
It would.
Maybe that's why they're not so concerned about it, like to think.
And who knows? When the money RVs, and they're probably going to put it on and let it float. Once it floats, who knows? It may get up to 10, it may get up to 12. And that's when America, you know, could cash that 12 in.
Well, they're saying here that every man, woman, and child, and what I'm reading from this is, as we've talked about, our birth certificates go to the Reserve, Federal Reserve, and our labor potential is what's kind of
right.
like the lien. So we're going to get all that money we've talked about that's hidden in that account. Is that what they're saying here?
Exactly. Yes. My account and your account is not that. It's not that much in there. It's some money in there. You know, because
we're old.
We're over the hill. Now, take a young person for instance, one that just started in the labor force. He's 18, 19 years old.
So he's got a ton of potential ahead of him.
Yes, he's got a ton of potential ahead of him. I guarantee you there's in excess of 30, 35 to $40 million in that account.
Wow.
I'm talking about each individual.
Can you imagine everybody getting checks like that? I can't wrap my mind around that.
If that happens, Terry, something's got to be done. There's a system.
Yeah.
There's a system's got to be set up. And the counselors will make a mint off mm-hmm. of the people, you know, because what I mean, the financial counselors.
Yeah.
They'll make a mint.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, these people have had to be counseled on what to do with that money.
Yeah, because look, it'd be like some of the lottery winners that have never had anything, and suddenly they get 30, 40 million, and in 3 years they're bankrupt, destitute. Some of them put guns in their mouths because they can't handle it.
I mean, can you imagine what kind of environment this would be if everybody has a Social Security number, and everybody that's a taxpaying citizen,
mm-hmm.
Young and old, receive that straw man money?
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine the influx of wealth, and can you imagine how much the economy would increase?
Oh my God! Through the roof overnight.
Exponentially.
Yes. Well, I don't know about you, but the first thing I'm doing is going to Tucker, Georgia, and buying me a Ferrari. Uh-huh.
Really?
Uh-huh. Dadgum right. I had one once, but a new Ferrari.
Well.
If I can get one.
I don't know if I'll do that, but, you know.
There'd be no need to pay off what my relatives owe, because they'll get money, too. Everybody will get
money. Right. Everybody will get it.
Yeah.
Everybody that's living will get it.
You know, Lynn and I always dreamed that if we ever won Publishers Clearing House and won $30-40 million, first thing we'd do is pay off, of course, everything we owe, everything all my relatives owe, and still have more money we could ever spend.
All right. Here's what I heard.
All right. Tell me what you heard.
They're going to do them both at the same time. What I mean, both at the same time, they're going to arrest the criminals and revalue and reset the currency at the same time.
Did you hear this from a reputable source?
I've heard it from more than one person.
Okay.
Put it that way.
Wow. Well, that would make sense, because that way the bad guys, because if you do the arrest of the bad guys, they're not going to be there to complain or try to stop the devaluation. You know what I mean?
And you can tell something's going on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
because when the last time you heard from George Soros?
Been a while.
When the last time you heard something, what's the Rothschilds are doing?
Been a while.
Except for the last time I told you they had to sell the hunting lodge in the Black Forest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been in the family more than 1,000 years.
That tells you something right there.
Yeah, something's going on.
Well, I just hope that these people that have controlled this planet for so long under nefarious reasons, I hope they get bankrupted or at least get put in prison or something, you know? It's not fair.
Well, there's more to meets the eye than this, because the Luciferians should have revalued the currency last year. It should have been done last year.
Mm-hmm.
But again, Donald Trump threw a wrench in all that.
Wow. So in this respect, the election of Trump's a bad thing?
I don't. Well, for them.
Yeah.
Well, for them.
Well, do you believe that there's indictments? Do you believe these people are going to be rounded up and arrested?
They've already started, Terry.
Okay. I just can't. I think it's hope porn. I can't believe it. The system is so corrupt. I just don't see them rounding their own people up.
All right.
And I swear I hope I'm wrong.
The wicked will be removed.
True. When Jesus Christ gets here. But he ain't here. As far as I know. Well, every knee shall bow, so, I mean, we haven't seen him yet, right? I don't know.
No, nope, we hadn't. But here's something else I heard from more than one source.
Okay.
Is that... Now there's a set of angelics already here. They were supposed to set up the actual apparatus to actually make the actually set up the snare. They came set the trap up.
Okay.
This was in 2007.
Okay,
when they got here. All right, there's another faction of green light beings coming here.
That are coming or that are here?
Some of them are already here.
But they can't interfere yet. They're standing down
these,
right now.
These are going to interfere. These are. Yeah.
Wow.
These are higher ups. And most of the time, when the first faction comes in to prepare the way, then the second faction comes in and they actually engage. All right.
Bad guys.
These, yeah, they actually engage the bad guys. The actual fallen ones. They actually engage them because
wow.
Because they've because I'm also hearing that some of the a lot of the giants have already awakened.
Yeah, heard that too.
Yeah, and these are the ones that they're going to be catching along with their cohorts.
From in Antarctica in stasis down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, and in other places all over the world.
Yeah.
Because wow. That Moab bomb, they didn't bomb ISIS with that Moab bomb.
Well, the biblical significance of Moab, you know, all the little things that went on over there is very, very interesting.
Yeah, those weren't ISIS fighters.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. It really does. Unreal. And what was the bombing campaign that Storm and Norman came up with? Shock and awe.
Yeah.
Shock mm-hmm. and awe, which
right.
is a Hebrew term. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so many different play on words
right.
to that.
These are play on words.
Uh-huh.
And you know, you ought to hear some of the stories that the Marines are talking about. The incursions when you go inside of the caves.
I've heard about the giant that skewered several of them, yeah.
Right.
Red-headed, stinky giant.
That's not the only one. That's not the only one.
Well, I know that when we first invaded and the Republican Guard were entrenched and suddenly they threw their weapons down and they came out, I heard that we used a weapon, voice-to-skull technology, and we put the voice of Allah in their heads, telling them, commanding them to put their weapons down and surrender. I've heard that from a couple of different people. So
yeah, and some of the weapon they used to upset their stomach real bad.
Yeah.
And they used that weapon that will vibrate.
Yes.
And it'll it loosened their bowels real bad, and they couldn't. Gave them excruciating pain, abdominal pain.
Yeah, they soiled themselves.
Right.
It's terrible. You know, we've seen them. The crazy thing is, I've seen demonstrations of this weapon that makes the microwave one that makes you hot. Why didn't they use that when Ferguson was burning and all this other stuff? They didn't want to. We had the technology to shut that thing down quick without hurting anybody, and they didn't do it. It's like they wanted to keep it secret until they really need it.
Well, actually, it would have been a problem.
It would have been?
Yeah, it would have been.
Why?
Because it would have been outed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But they didn't want us to know it was out.
Yeah.
That they had it. All right. I'm late for a break. This is a 3-minute. We'll be right.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated market report for real estate in the River Region. Sales for new and existing homes are up for our area. So far this year, sales and demand are up over 12% from the same time last year. The supply of homes is down 9% for 2019 over last year due to the fact that homes are selling faster, not staying on the market as long as they were last year. The buyers in the market now seek homes in stable areas that have been updated, clean, and well kept. Buyers in this market tend to shy away from as-is properties because of the expense of updating and upgrading the home after the closing. Buyers will pay more, research has shown, if owners repaint, upgrade appliances, professionally stage, and clean the home prior to the time they put them on the market. For an updated market report for your home, all you have to do is call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally, BoGoodson@charter.net.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
April is Parkinson's Awareness Month. The Rocksteady Boxing Program at Metro Fitness is putting on a prom to raise awareness for Parkinson's and to raise money for the Rocksteady Foundation. Mark your calendars for Thursday, April the 25th from 6 until 8 p.m. at Metro Fitness. $25 for a single or $40 for a couple, tax deductible. Come dressed in your prom attire and enjoy a DJ, photos, and of course food and drink, all for a great cause. For more information, contact Metro Fitness or check us out at metrofitness.com/rocksteady.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Blew the horn and the walls came down. Hey, welcome back to the program, man. We just, Nassara, we're talking about that and the time, trying to figure the timeline out. And I just stumbled across some stuff on the archangels. Archangel Michael, in particular, Now, he's supposed to be, he's the coolest, arguably the most famous of all the archangels.
Well, the most powerful one.
That's what this says, as a great leader and warrior, endlessly fighting the dark forces who shy away from him and his great blue sword of light.
720 degrees of knowledge and understanding.
He is on the blue ray, the ray of will, and we can feel the power that emanates off of him. His personality is funny, inspiring, no nonsense, and I always sense him like the CEO or the captain who runs the ship. He commands legions of all the angels, so he quite literally is the captain of the ship. He's flamboyant. I'm just reading this. With a big sense of humor, and like all angels, he's loving and supportive. Let's see. Physically, he's said to be about 12 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
He's blonde, muscular, and good-looking. One of his roles is as the courageous protector of the light and lighted beings. He's been known to protect thousands of people through direct intervention and miracles. Just call on him if you need protection. Another of his roles is to help us cut etheric cords to others that are negative in nature. He transmutes dark-based feelings like fear into light to help free us when needed. Hmm. What did you say?
Those are the ones that's coming.
I hope so. Raphael.
It's them.
Raphael.
It's them.
He's coming. A powerful healer. He often works through those who do healing here on earth. He will heal any who ask and who are ready to be healed. In reality, we heal ourselves with his help. And if this is in accordance to our life plan, then we can be instantly healed by asking God or Raphael to release us from our illness. Wow. Those being healed can often see or sense green light. He is also the patron saint of travelers, so we can call on him during our travels. Huh. Gabriel. Wow, what a marvel Gabriel is. Of course, it's been revealed by the archangels recently that Gabriel was deep undercover for millennia, posing as Lucifer. I've never heard this before. In order to minimize the damage being done by the dark, I could not even comprehend that level of dedication and mastery. His name means the strength of God. He's also a messenger of God, and one of his main roles is communication. His color is copper.
And I just mentioned that about the green light beings, remember?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You sure did.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Interesting. Uriel, his name means the light of God. His color's yellow. He can shine a light on our lives and minds, putting ideas, information, and insights inside of us, helping us to find the way intellectually.
You know, if you notice, not to cut you off, sorry about
that. No, go ahead.
I don't know if you remember that first Green Lantern that came out with Ryan Reynolds.
No, I don't remember. I don't watch that stuff.
The beings that were on that show, Terry,
mm-hmm.
Some of them were flies, some of them were bees, some of them were rats, some
really?
Of them were, yeah, some of them were fish beings. I mean, it's like what I've been saying all the while. For every creature here on the planet, there's an equal sentient being somewhere in the galaxy.
Okay.
Or extra-dimensionally.
For every animal?
Yeah, for every being, yes.
Cats,
uh-huh. Yeah.
Possums.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You mean there's a planet out there with possum people on it?
There's a planet out there with rat people on it.
Rat people, I can believe. Possum people, I'd like to see that. Wow. Possums. Possums are nasty. Coons are clean.
These are nasty. These are probably green light possums here.
I hope so. I hope they're good possums. Yeah, possums are nasty.
The ones that I hear, they got a job to do. You know, they're programmed to do a job.
They are, and it's not a good job. Yeah. It's a nasty job.